This is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly look at arts and culture, just in time for the weekend. I'm Janet Saidi, sitting in this week for Scarlett Robertson. A week after True False Weekend, Columbia was home to another cultural spree recently, the Independent Actors Theatre's fourth annual Short Women's Play Festival. KBIA's Haroom Helmi brings us some highlights from the event, which featured six short plays, four different playwrights, and three local directors. Here's the story.
It's Saturday night, and The Bridge, a music venue on Walnut Street in downtown Columbia, is packed. On the tiny minimalist stage, there's a man in an all-gray suit. He's portraying an elephant who just fell in love with a woman.
The passing hunter mistook the joyful lunge and the charge of aggression.
There are at least 70 people at the Short Women's Play Festival that night. Just to clarify, and to quote the festival's flyers, the plays are short, not the women. Although all puns are intended.
They're plays, after all, you're supposed to play a little bit.
That's Emily Raleigh. She's the artistic director of the Independent Actors Theatre, which put together this annual festival. The three-night event featured six 10-minute plays written by women. Raleigh says not a lot of female playwrights get their work produced.
There's an initiative in the industry right now called 50-50 by 2020, and the intent is to have 50% of women playwrights recognized and being produced on major stages across the country by the year 2020.
Raleigh says the Short Women's Play Festival is the Independent Actors Theatre's contribution to that initiative. Thanks to a grant from the Missouri Arts Council, three out of the four playwrights were present Saturday night. Asia Stratford wrote the play about the elephant. She's pursuing her PhD at Cornell University. We chatted in a room while some belly dancing was going on next door.
Yeah, I think my favorite line is the elephant's line, where he says, "Why do people have to defend themselves against love?"
Self-defense. Why do people need to defend themselves against love?
His question is really genuine. I think he's really puzzled by that. Why do we need to defend us? Why do we protect ourselves from this potentially wonderful thing, you know? And that's kind of what the whole play is about.
And then there's Claudia Burnett, a professor at Middle Tennessee State University. She wrote Lily Meant Murder, a humorous play about a woman who dressed up as a man to try and kill her lover.
Ugh, a woman in men's clothes?
Is that a crime, officer? They fit so well and comfortably, they made me want to dance.
Burnett actually teaches an entire course on plays about women who kill. Turns out there are plenty of those.
I have to figure out which ones not to teach every semester. And these are just limited to American plays by women from the 20th and 21st centuries.
The third playwright is Margaret Hoffman. She didn't know she wanted to be a playwright until she took Barnett's Women Who Kill course as a sociology major in college. And then she decided to switch paths. Her play at the festival was called Driving Home.
You still ain't afraid.
And now Hoffman's pursuing her master's degree in dramatic writing at NYU. She's studying under renowned playwrights like Susan Laurie Parks, who's won a MacArthur Genius Grant, and Janet Nypress, who has taught screenwriters across the globe.
I'm learning so much from them that I wake up every morning and I think, you're one lucky kiddo. And so, yeah.
The fourth playwright, Daniela Vinitsky of Boulder, Colorado, couldn't make it. The three playwrights who were present chatted with the audience and the actors briefly after the show on Saturday. Nicole Monnier is an assistant professor of Russian at the University of Missouri. She says she enjoys the festival's format, saying the time went by quickly.
It was interesting trying to figure out the perspective because it was not, even though the plays all worked well among themselves, they were not the same point of view, and they tackled very different issues, from kind of transgender to more traditional, which I thought was really cool.
While women like Monnier make up the majority of theater goers, less than 20% of all plays being performed nationwide are written by women. That's according to Asia Stratford.
That's what's so wonderful about something like this, right, is it's an opportunity for women playwrights, but also women directors whose work is also radically, you know, underrepresented in this country.
The playwrights didn't say much about their accomplishments, but a quick Google search can show that Stratford has won numerous awards for her plays, which, by the way, have been performed on three continents. Six of Barnett's short plays were published as a book earlier this year, and Hoffman is only 24, but already has had her plays performed in New York City. Emily Raleigh says these are playwrights you want to watch out for. Yeah,
these ladies, while they're not Paula Vogel, you know, the names you hear, they're still a big deal, and they're writing really exciting work.
Emily Raleigh says in the future, she wants to see the Short Women's Play grow to be more like True False Film Festival. She hopes to continue bringing in more artists to debut new plays and talk about their work.
Maybe she wrote it down because she knows what I feel.
Pardon, homie? KBA News.
Another recent event that brought lots of people to town, the Columbia, Missouri Kennel Club's annual dog show. It was at the Boone County Fairgrounds earlier this month. Dogs and their handlers came from all over the U.S. to compete. Some handlers had decades of experience, while others had only participated in a few competitions. KBIA's Sarah Tucker went to the show and filed this audio postcard with a little help from music artist Nellie McKay.
I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along.
Well, this is Ace. He's a 14-month-old Pyrenean Shepherd, and we came today for confirmation and for obedience.
This is a French Bulldog, a puppy, 9-month-old puppy.
Which one is this?
This is Bambi.
Oh, I've heard things about you.
My dog, catching some sun, we can go wrong.
Showing a whippet. Her name is Chanel. She is the top winning whippet of all time.
I grew up with poodles and I had pets, and then I decided I wanted to show one.
There was you appeared when I was entangled with youth and fear.
I'm really new. This is my third time showing, so third weekend. So I guess sixth time.
But then I looked in your eyes, and I was no more a failure. You looked so wacky and wise, and I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog.
I've been involved with dogs over 20 years.
People that I've known for 30 years, you know.
I've had Rottweilers for 35 years.
I've been showing for 40 years.
I want to get into it as a professional, as a job, but right now it's just like a hobby.
It's a noble sport. It's good. They started. You can start as junior handlers as well, and it's a good sport for kids, you know, to be involved in. It's a very family-oriented sport.
You do.
I want a black and white one.
There was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mind.
That's an audio postcard from KBIA's Sarah Tucker with a little help from music artist Nellie McKay.
I was no longer alone.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Janet Saidi. Scarlett Robertson is back next week. You can check out these stories and many more at KBIA.org. Have a great weekend.